Excuse me. All right, time for our pre-show. So it's been a very, and I'm very happy to be back with you guys live here. I say live. We're not live, but back contemporaneously. Because it's been 2 days of taking care of Maria through her surgery on Tuesday. And her rehab beginning today, which is Thursday and Friday. her surgery was on Tuesday, and she began a little bit of rehab on Tuesday evening. She walked on Tuesday evening, as a matter of fact. And that became an interesting thing because they were like, well, you walked. So therefore, the insurance company's like, well, she's doing really well, so she doesn't need rehab. Or she doesn't need the amount of rehab that she wanted, that we all felt she should have. So instead, we made plans to have at-home rehab. And then the insurance company changed their mind. They said, yeah, actually, she does. And I think that's because they found out that she would be rehabbing at my house, and that while I live on one floor of my house, and on the other floor of my house is where my business is, there's a stairway that you have to negotiate in my house, which doesn't have handrails. It's between two walls. actually, it's between a wall and a partial wall that is sort of the beginning of the living room. And but because there wasn't any handrail, they went, oh, wait a second, that was dangerous. Now, it wasn't really, because I would be with her every step of the way. She was learning yesterday and today how to navigate stairs on crutches and how to navigate stairs on with a cane. And also how to move her legs forward and all this stuff. It was very interesting watching her work with the physical therapist today. The guy was a great guy. Big, tall, University of Southern California, Trojan graduate from USC, Raul. He's a physical therapist. His wife is a physician, and great guy. And he's working with Maria, showing her how to navigate the crutches under each arm. So it's Jesus Christ, man. You'd have no idea how lucky a lot of us are, you know? I mean, this is a hereditary condition for the most part, meaning it is the result of genetics.
You know, I'm thinking about doing a, this is Paul Blazingame, and welcome to the Paul Blazingame. Hey, hello, this is Paul Blazingame, and welcome to the Paul Blazingame program. And it's Paul. Welcome to It's Paul, I'm Paul Blazingame.
That's what I wanted to do. That's actually when I realized something fucked up here. All right, so we're late getting going here, man. Excuse my throat is a little scratchy. I don't know what it is. What is this, man? Why are you loading the mail program, bitch? Jesus Christ. So, long story short, I'm very proud of her. I'm very much in awe of anybody, not just her, anybody that deals with this kind of pain and keeps pushing through with the shit they got to do in life. She would get into that goddamn car. She'd get over to her classes. She'd get over to her clients, because while she's getting her degree, she's also working with different clinics in counseling people. She had a cancer survivors, folks that she was counseling over here in Westlake Village. Some of them as young as 15. Can you dig that? These are kids at the age of 15, 16, 17, dealing with cancer. Some of them that they haven't survived yet. Some of them are facing 16 years old. I mean, wise before their time. I don't know. You know, so I think a lot of us, maybe a lot of us want to help people like that because we want to somehow get close to, that kind of a challenge. I mean, we want to know what it is. We want to be close to it. We want to learn from it or something. I have no idea. I don't know. I look at things differently than a lot of people.
Hey, man.
Where am I on a Diet Coke? Huh? What do you think, man? Tell you what, hold on for a minute, man. Wait a minute, man. Okay.
Oh, shit.
They just showed Trump on TV giving a speech from the campaign, and he had that white gook shit on the corner of his mouth because he can't fucking slow down and shut his motherfucking mouth long enough to wipe his fucking mouth. Trump supportive of Senate health care bill. That motherfucker doesn't even know what's in it. He doesn't read. So how does he know what's in the fucking bill? They bring the fucking coloring book version?